Hey everyone, welcome back. Rachel, how's it going today?
It's going great. I'm really excited to be here.
So let's jump right into this incredible new bipartisan proposal for public safety in Georgia. What's the big picture here?
It's a game changer. This plan offers innovative solutions for first responders and community safety. And get this, it leverages existing state assets.
No new taxes, right?
Absolutely no new taxes. That's key.
That's huge for Georgia. So this isn't just another proposal. It's a bold, data-driven initiative. Why is this such a big opportunity for gubernatorial candidates?
Because it's a chance to champion something truly transformative. It's bipartisan, financially sound, and addresses critical needs.
Like, what kind of needs are we talking about?
We're talking about direct support for first responders, cutting-edge technology for safety, and smarter funding models.
So it's not just about more boots on the ground, but smarter boots.
Exactly. And a safer environment for those boots. It's about securing Georgia's future.
And setting a national standard for how public safety should be approached?
That's the goal. Georgia can truly lead with this.
So it's a win-win for everyone?
It truly is. It's a strategic investment in our people and our future.
This sounds like something every candidate should be clamoring to adopt.
Precisely. It offers tangible benefits without the usual political baggage of tax hikes.
Okay, so let's zoom in on that first critical piece, the $50,000 PTSD stipend. This isn't just about money, right?
Precisely. It's about dignity and support. First responders facing PTSD often can't safely continue in their roles.
So it's for transition, not just a payout.
Exactly. That $50K is for job retraining, maybe starting a new business or expanding an existing one.
Wow. Within 3 weeks of a critical incident, you said?
Yes. 3 weeks from self-diagnosis. Speed is crucial for mental health support.
And there's a whole new agency proposed with this, right? Like a VA for first responders?
Yes, a law enforcement and first responder retirement agency. Citizen managed, focused on their long-term well-being.
That sounds incredibly comprehensive. So this isn't just a one-off payment, it's systemic change.
It completely transforms how we support them. It's an investment in the people who keep us safe.
And the benefits go beyond just the individual, right? How does this help Georgia as a whole?
Healthier first responders mean safer communities. It reduces burnout, improves retention, and shows we value their sacrifice.
So it's a virtuous cycle. Support them, they protect us better, and everyone benefits.
Absolutely. It's smart economic policy, too, reducing the hidden costs of underdressed trauma.
No-brainer for candidates, then. It's bipartisan in its impact.
A clear win-win for everyone in Georgia.
So after we take care of our offices, let's talk about the tech. This whole idea of the Brandon Cunningham standard sounds futuristic. What exactly is it?
It's super exciting. Think robotic responders for high-risk calls, like domestic violence, where a gun is registered at the property.
Robots? Like R2-D2 showing up to a call?
More like purpose-built, secure robots. It's about officer safety. In the traditional model, officers roll up and only then do they check gun registration.
So they're reacting in a moment rather than knowing beforehand.
Precisely. The Cunningham standard changes that with a decentralized Hedera ledger.
Hold on, Hedera? What's that do here?
It gives dispatchers and officers a real-time weapons inventory profile for every address.
Before they even get there? That's incredible.
Huge difference, right? It enables early threat assessment. Imagine knowing there's a semi-automatic rifle at a location before you even send a human.
So the robotic responder would go instead.
That's the default for high-risk listings. Less risk for human officers.
Okay, but what if they still need to send an officer?
There is an override option. If semi-automatic rifles are listed, law enforcement can still choose to send officers, but they're going in with vital information.
So it's not replacing officers, but giving them better tools.
Enhancing their safety, absolutely. It's about transparency of weapon storage, making communities safer.
That's a huge shift from the traditional on-site inventory checks.
It completely flips the script. Proactive safety versus reactive, and all with Hedera.
Okay, so this Hedera ledger sounds pretty wild. What exactly is a Hedera traceable weapons inventory network?
It's basically a statewide system that logs every gun, rifle, or shotgun, and where it's stored, quantum-proof secure.
quantum proof? You're telling me this is like futuristic security?
Absolutely. It's designed to be future resistant, protecting against even emerging cryptographic attacks. It's next level.
Wow. So this isn't just about knowing where weapons are. It's about protecting that information with the best tech possible.
Exactly. And it's built to military grade specifications. Think DNC APL, Parcel 19. That's serious stuff.
Military grade, so this is super robust and reliable.
That's the idea. We're talking about an audit system that meets incredibly high standards for security and integrity.
And how feasible is all this? Does Georgia have to build this from scratch?
No, that's the beauty of it. Existing coding infrastructure can be leveraged. It's feasible with reasonable state investment.
So the bones are there. It's not some crazy, impossible project.
Not at all. The design is completely feasible. It just needs legislative approval to get the ball rolling.
This could really put Georgia at the forefront of secure data sharing for public safety.
It could be a national model. Imagine other states seeing Georgia leading with this kind of transparency and security.
So it's not just about the PTSD stipends, right? This plan paints a much bigger picture for supporting public safety in Georgia.
Absolutely. It's a holistic approach, thinking about every angle of support for our first responders and their families.
Like the children of fallen officers getting monthly stipends?
Exactly. If they're in a two-year or four-year school or even a career program, they get $1,500 a month for 36 months.
That's incredible. What about University of North Georgia ROTC students?
They get an extra $700 a month in stipends for 9 months. It's about investing in the next generation, too.
And victims' families. If there's a wrongful shooting, they get an automatic $100,000?
Yes, an immediate payment. And children of wrongful shooting victims get the same monthly support as children of fallen officers while they're enrolled in school.
That's a huge safety net. But what about the technology side? We talked about robots earlier.
The plan includes funding for robotic first response units, specifically to reduce officer ambushes. It's cutting edge.
Wow. So robots on the front lines.
Precisely. And also an honor and recognition program.
What does that entail?
Guaranteed street naming for fallen heroes, streamlining that often complicated bureaucracy for their families.
And a beneficiary registry, too.
Yes, a secure database to ensure immediate payments to beneficiaries, often the victim's mother. It makes sure support gets where it needs to go fast.
Okay, so we've talked about these incredible programs, the PTSD stipends, the robots, all these amazing things. But the question everyone's thinking is, how do we pay for this without raising taxes?
That's the beauty of it. Georgia doesn't need new taxes. We're talking about asset-backed funding.
Asset-backed. So, like, using what Georgia already has?
Exactly. Think about it. Georgia is incredibly wealthy in assets. We're talking trillions.
Trillions? Really?
Yes. For every dollar of debt Georgia has, there's roughly $140 in state assets backing it up.
Wait, 140 to 1? That's insane leverage.
It is. It's a gold mine sitting right there, ready to be unlocked. And a big part of that is our rainy day fund.
The rainy day fund, that's what, $16 billion?
Precisely. It's a massive reserve that can be strategically deployed, not just spent, but invested in these programs.
So we're not just drawing down the fund, we're actually making investments that generate returns.
That's the whole idea. We audit our state assets, digitize critical infrastructure using Hedera, collateralize those assets, and fund public safety programs.
And then the returns from those investments go back into the Georgia First Responder Bond.
You got it. It's a self-sustaining cycle. Georgia becomes a model for fiscal responsibility and strategic investment, all while making our community safer.
So it's not just a spending plan, it's an investment strategy for public safety.
Absolutely. It's a smart, financially sound approach that leverages what we already have to create a stronger, safer Georgia for everyone without burdening taxpayers.
That's a huge selling point for any gubernatorial candidate.
So it's clear Georgia has the wealth, but how exactly do we funnel all this into public safety? What are the mechanisms?
Great question. It's a multi-pronged approach, really. Smart. First, we deploy the Rainy Day Fund.
The $16 billion one?
Exactly. That's for immediate needs like the PTSD stipends and pilot programs for the robotic responders.
Okay, so initial capital from the rainy day. What else?
Next, federal infrastructure funding. This can be seed money for the Hedera Traceable Weapons Inventory.
Leveraging federal dollars for our tech. Smart.
Right? And then we're looking at public safety investment bonds.
Bonds? Like selling bonds?
Yes, but these are collateralized by our state infrastructure, future safety tech revenue, even federal grants. Very secure.
So we're basically turning our assets into investments that fund public safety. That's innovative.
It is. And the returns from these asset-backed safety funds then finance the ongoing programs.
Like the mental health programs, survivor benefits.
All of it. It creates a self-sustaining ecosystem for funding public safety, all without new taxes. It's truly revolutionary for Georgia.
So it's not just about the money. It's about a whole new way of thinking for public safety.
Exactly. This isn't just a Band-Aid. We're talking about a complete overhaul, a new standard for public safety.
The Brandon Cunningham Standard.
Yes, that's it. It's built on 5 core pillars, each designed to make Georgia a leader.
Okay, give me the rundown. What's pillar number 1?
Robotic first response. We talked about it earlier. Deploying robots for those high-risk calls.
To protect officers and citizens too, presumably.
Absolutely. Pillar 2, decentralized safety ledgers. That's the Hedera Traceable Weapons Inventory.
Quantum-proof real-time data.
Precisely. Knowing what's at an address before anyone even gets there.
Huge for threat assessment. What's next?
Pillar 3 is officer transition funding. That's the $50,000 stipend for PTSD and career changes.
Supporting our heroes when they need it most.
And Pillar 4, victim family support. Providing immediate substantial financial aid for families of fallen officers or wrongful shooting victims.
That's a powerful message of care.
It really is. And finally, Pillar 5, technology-backed prevention systems. This integrates all the tech for proactive safety measures.
So it's not just reactive, it's about preventing incidents before they happen.
Exactly. Predictive analysis, data insights. Georgia has this incredible opportunity to become the national benchmark for public safety modernization.
Setting the standard for everyone else.
With DDE's robotic and Hedera technologies, we can lead the way.
So it's not just about the money, it's about a whole new way of thinking for public safety.
Exactly. This isn't just a Band-Aid. We're talking about a complete overhaul, a new standard for public safety.
The Brandon Cunningham Standard.
Yes, that's it. It's built on 5 core pillars, each designed to make Georgia a leader.
Okay, give me the rundown. What's pillar number 1?
Robotic first response. We talked about it earlier. Deploying robots for those high-risk calls.
To protect officers and citizens too, presumably.
Absolutely. Pillar 2, decentralized safety ledgers. That's the Hedera Traceable Weapons Inventory.
Quantum-proof, real-time data.
Precisely. Knowing what's at an address before anyone even gets there.
Huge for threat assessment. What's next?
Pillar 3 is officer transition funding. That's the $50,000 stipend for PTSD and career changes.
Supporting our heroes when they need it most.
And Pillar 4, victim family support. Providing immediate, substantial financial aid for families of falling officers or wrongful shooting victims.
That's a powerful message of care.
It really is. And finally, Pillar 5,
technology-backed prevention systems. This integrates all the tech for proactive safety measures.
So it's not just reactive, it's about preventing incidents before they happen.
Exactly. Predictive analysis, data insights. Georgia has this incredible opportunity to become the national benchmark for public safety modernization.
Setting the standard for everyone else.
With DDE's robotic and Hedera technologies, we can lead the way. It's truly a bold vision.
So, wrapping this all up for our gubernatorial candidates, it sounds like this plan isn't just innovative. It's a political goldmine too, right?
Absolutely. This isn't just good policy, it's smart politics. It's bold, bipartisan.
And financially sound.
Precisely. It's a chance to secure Georgia's future, support our first responders, and set a national standard without raising a single tax.
Without raising taxes. That's a huge selling point right
there. Massive. We're showing that Georgia is wealthy enough to protect its own using its existing assets.
So instead of just talking about public safety, they can actually implement something revolutionary.
Exactly. This is concrete action, not just rhetoric. Robotic responders, quantum-proof ledgers, supporting families.
And the PTSD stipends for officers. That's a huge emotional connection, too.
It addresses a critical, often overlooked need. It shows leadership that cares about the well-being of those who serve.
This positions Georgia as a leader then, not just reacting to problems, but proactively shaping the future of public safety.
That's the goal. Be the blueprint for the entire nation. Imagine the headlines. Georgia leads with cutting-edge public safety.
And it brings both sides of the aisle together. Who can argue against supporting first responders and making communities safer?
It's a unifying vision. It transcends typical political divides because it focuses on fundamental human needs and smart innovation.
So for any candidate looking to make a real impact, this is their moment.
This is their opportunity to be truly transformational, to show that Georgia can do something big, bold, and never done before.
To set that standard.
Exactly. A safer, stronger Georgia starting now.
All right. I think that covers it.
Yeah, definitely.